Hello and welcome to the New Human, transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of Fifth World. I am your host, Deanne Hampton, coming to you from an increasingly colorful landscape in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. The trees and the shrubs are bursting with white and pink and purple and yellow. Mother Nature seems to be especially ambitious in anticipation of spring, which is still a few weeks away. Today is Sunday, March 5th, 2023. It's curious because if you read the invitation for the webcast today, I was talking about the energies of March, especially so the magnetics that are pulling us into this gateway on the 20th are, okay, here we go, and we're ready, and buckle up. And it feels like the nature is doing the same thing and feeling that same energy. There is a huge shift that has to do with unity, a very different energy on the planet in this now. And this can be felt so strongly when the mind is still and the body present. You can feel it in your body, calling your story out of the shadow. You can feel it out on the earth. The harmonics are so much stronger in nature. There is greater synchronization between our bodies and the Earth Mother. The waters are interacting with the rocks in a different way. The trees are interacting with the forest, the moss, with the fungi. Energy is just so very different and is here to support us, this species and this planet, in a new way. Last week, I was running a trail in Emerald Electric Earth Energy, which is the new masculine earth energy. I've actually been called a lot recently to work with electric earth energy, which tells me that there's a lot of grid work and stargate activity underway on the planet. But on this morning, I was high up in just really breathtaking, remote nature. There are several power spots, portals, a stargate on this trail. It's just the level of stillness up there is, even in this moment, it brings a pause and just feels like it will take my breath away. It's so stunning. I stopped and had climbed off the trails that I have made down to a stargate just to say hello. And as I climbed back up, I heard a very distinctive noise. It was running water, and it was pretty loud, like a creek. But I know this area, and, well, there's no creek. No running water up there. Never have I ever known there to be running water in this area, 20 plus years. My relationship with this land is kind of like knowing my own veins and arteries and what flows there. So this was a big deal. And I'm looking around. I'm like looking to my left. I'm looking to my right, being really, really still. There was a palpable stillness. I'm turning in a circle and just listening. Really slow pivot as I listen. Not one other sound, just a bubbling, running, singing flow of water, like someone had turned on a giant faucet. I listened, I moved around, I poked around, because everything is pretty covered in leaves right now. And there it was, a strong, clear, dancing spout of water just coming right out of the earth. And I kneeled down to move the leaves aside, and I discovered that right where the spring had sprung, so to speak, there were dozens and dozens of shiny little crystals from the size of an apple seed all the way up to the size of a walnut. Many different colors. A spring opening in the mountain where it has never been, in emerald electric earth energy, new masculine energy, which has to do with the social construct, the social grid, what we call the matrix on the planet, filled with all different size quartz. Like the earth was birthing quartz into crystalline flow. It was so magical and profound. You know, I have these moments, and y'all have experienced them with me on this show, where, you know, I feel my Deanne aspect, like looking around, like, do y'all see this? Do you see this? And there's no one there, at least in this dimension. I tasted some of the water, and it just brought joy to my cells. It occurred to me that these were healing waters, and that I was witnessing something that will become increasingly commonplace. I know there will be a pure water source. I have seen it energetically on the land that is calling to me, and that all these new earth temples of light anchoring and support of humanity at this time will also have these healing waters. Another new piece, new element that is happening around the land, the development of a new and different type of community on this planet. Up until this point, the visions and awareness and light intel have all been concentrated on the earth plane for me, the land itself, and how we will participate and interact with these new resources. But just recently, no mind, no thought whatsoever, I was out in the Shining Ones woods, and I saw for the first time these new creations with the earth also have a giant platinum violet beam over them. The earth and the cosmos in partnership as humanity continues to grow into this new way of being and working with, communing with, healing and transforming with the ascension movement. Ascending spiral, living within a new frequency and understanding and purpose on the planet. The current realms shifts coincide with perception shifts. This now is impregnated with new. Everything is participating. new ways of seeing and being and experiencing and creating and loving. We are so conditioned to separation consciousness. That's the only language humanity has understood, and it has taken us so far outside of self, so far from home and a true sense of safety and support. Something else I'm noticing that is so stunning to witness, you might be aware that there are 7 cosmic rays that interact with this planet, 1 each day. For those of you not familiar, cosmic rays are like high energy particles or clusters of particles that move through space at nearly the speed of light. They originate from the sun, from outside of the solar system in our own galaxy, and from distant galaxies. My sense is that these rays come from the galactic center and are equally shared, influential not just in our galaxy, but in distant galaxies further reaching than our human faculties can even imagine. So Sunday is the golden ray, Monday is the blue ray, Tuesday is the pink ray, Wednesday is the green ray, Thursday is the orange ray, Friday is the white ray, and Saturday is the violet ray. You can feel the difference on these days of these different cosmic rays, and it's possible even to see them. And this magical thing that I have noticed is that from one day to the next, in this now, as I take pictures out in nature, usually capturing some magic on my morning run, that the colors that are showing up now in my photos match the ray of the day. So on Wednesday, for example, my pictures are all full of green. Sometimes a green I've never even seen in photos before. And then on Tuesday, full of pink. And this magic can be felt that because of photon energy and plasma activity, the cosmos and this planet are interacting with each other synchronistically, which means the cosmos is interacting with us, our physical vessels, in new ways as well. All reflections of the shift to unity. Another prominent ascension experience in this now is the phenomenon of being inside the ascension spiral. Literally, you are standing still or lying down to meditate. It happens most often to me when I'm out in nature or in meditation. And you can feel the ascension spiral moving around you. It literally feels as if the room you are in or the trees in nature are circling like a merry-go-round, circling you. Sometimes fast and dizzying, other times slow and more wave-like. And these experiences all carry information, coding for the DNA. And by the way, if you aren't seeing this, but you've been experiencing odd sensations, which I imagine most of you are, you know, a dizziness, the most helpful, stabilizing thing you can do is to close your eyes and just breathe. Your breath will anchor and center you into the moment. there's really like a boatload of freakish, unrelenting impact on our physical bodies right now. We are moving into like shift in photon belts, rapid acceleration, where the level of work we have done to shift consciousness and fear in our lives is going to really come into play. We cannot react or respond to this cosmic level activity by running to a doctor each time something weird occurs in our body. You have the information inside of you. This is not just words. If you are still, if you trust, if you have released fear, you will have all the knowledge and all the wisdom to not only understand the symptoms you are experiencing, but to know how to lovingly, with this new feminine divine mother energy, to respond and to mother yourself, to nurture yourself through these upgrades and frequency shifts. But discernment is key. All the while having best practices every day with diet and movement and stillness and getting out on the earth, deepening our own unique spiritual connection with all that is. We are a dependent species. And the dependency on wisdom and advice and information and persons outside of us negates our sovereignty. The safest, smoothest passage into these next levels of ascension is within a free mind, where you trust your energy first and foremost. Trust the light within you. There are truly unique energies penetrating these realms right now that is so much more than solar activity or magnetics. The way your body interacts and reacts to these energies is going to be unique and change for you daily. They can be very strong and quickly take over your mind and emotions if you have fear. I'm telling you, I can experience something so intense and strange and persistent in my heart one day, and then it completely clears. And y'all know I run trails 5 miles every single day, and just I never experience it in those moments. Next day, the strangeness may be in my eyes, itchy, red, blurred vision. Another day, I might be bone tired, like I'm wading through something dense with my physical body. It's so important to just not resist. Remember the feminine. The frequencies were being marinated and now are all about allowing. And then after that dense experience with my physical body, the next thing I know, I'm just flying. Every moment is so exhilarating. And all the while, it doesn't occur to me that there is something wrong physically. Honestly, I've just experienced too much weird strangeness in my body for too long. We must create space and courage to go into the symptom. Stress can quickly get the best of you if you are driving and doing and pushing your physical and mental bodies right now. I just so welcome the deep peace of my hour daily meditation and nightly sleep. I program my dreams so that I wake up with more awareness of how to help my Deanne aspect in this denser reality and to keep moving forward. Our bodies and our planet are literally undergoing grid-shaking changes. Passages like this can be activating and exhausting. But with intention and conscious awareness, really paying attention to and listening to energy, then tired and wired transcends into deep presence with immediate, ever-expanding now. In many ways, it's like life is way more complicated to not follow the herd, to defy the matrix, but infinitely more meaningful. I've kind of gotten to the point where, what is the point in being in all this shadow and sorrow? Why choose an experience of such separation if not to live in such a way that proves that there is ultimately a truer existence? I feel unusually calm today. And it just is impressing me because leading up to the show, of course, I was out on a mountain this morning, and leading up to the show, I was feeling so strongly that magnetic pull and that get up and go and buckle up and, you know, just like a lot of frenetic energy in my body, like, you know, like just a filly at the gate, ready to bust through the gate. And then as I come into this transmission, even the harmonics that I'm hearing are just really soft and melodic. And I'm seeing a lot of violet color this morning, violet and white. And I just feel really, really calm and peaceful. So it's just a curious juxtaposition. So lots to explore today, a lot to be present with and breathe into, a new spaciousness within. So let's pause here before going any further for a meditation moment. Breathing with intention and in unity. I kind of love today's meditation and welcome its medicine in preparing for the Equinox Gateway and reminding us all where our true power, that the capacity to change and live free, comes from within. Take a deep breath. Feel that breath centering you as you allow your eyelids to float, close. Notice how peace begins to return to the body with just a conscious breath. Long, slow breath in through the nose, allowing each exhale to release all the tension that you've been feeling. So much of our lives, so much of our moments seem to belong to other, to the doing and managing and endeavoring to just keep up. And yet, you come to the breath. You clear the space that you are able to each day. And for a time, all that other dissolves into oneness. You return to oneness.